A mega-scale data center proposed for Delaware City has hit a roadblock. From WHYY's climate desk, Zoe Reed reports environmental regulators in Delaware say the project's design isn't permitted under the Coastal Zone Act.
The plan would involve the use of backup generation to guarantee uninterrupted power supply, but the design could violate laws that protect the Delaware Bay and the state shoreline. Environmental regulators say the smokestacks associated with the diesel generation would be the largest source of nitrogen oxide emissions in the state. The plan would also call for a 5-acre tank farm. Environmentalist Dustin Thompson of the Delaware Sierra Club calls the decision a monumental win.
The Coastal Zone Act is a recognition that our coastal ecologies and the tourism and benefits of resiliency that they provide to the state is well worth protecting and preserving.
Developers say they're confident the project will move forward. They could appeal the decision or redesign the project. From the Climate Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
The Philadelphia Art Museum announced yesterday it's going back to the Philadelphia Museum of Art. 4 months ago, the museum rebranded itself as the reworked name and a new logo of a griffin inside a circular medallion. Director and CEO Daniel Weiss says the rebrand attracted criticism.
Every rebrand of some sort or another often can be controversial. This one was more than just controversial. I think it was problematic. It didn't resonate with our staff, our trustees, our members, and our supporters in ways that felt right to us.
While the museum is going back to its old name, it is keeping the new griffin logo. Since the initial rebrand, former CEO Sasha Suda was fired, triggering an ongoing legal fight. Last month, the museum's chief marketing officer resigned.